Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Christopher arranged for Robin, Dion and Shelley to meet Usher at a bar, unknown to Usher. On the way, Usher told Christopher he would think about doing his tests, but Christopher insisted they have to. At the bar, he was shocked to find out that both Shelley and Robin knew Usher, who immediately left, followed by Christopher. Right now, Dion is knocking on Christopher's bedroom door.
Christopher. Mm. You up, love? Mm. Oh gosh, you need to open these windows, man. It's almost midday and in here dark, sir.
Dion, please close it back. Too much light.
Oh gosh, man. I would have think you was a vampire if I didn't know what was a good for nothing man named Sean Usher or whatever your name break your heart. Mm-hmm. You need to at least get up and take a shower and get something to eat.
I don't feel hungry.
Christopher, it's 3 days. You gonna let a crab dog got you, sir?
Just allow me, Dion.
The people from your workplace call. I tell them you're sick with some kind of cold and flu and some hoarse throat. You can't even talk.
Thanks.
You lucky you got good friends.
I still can't believe what Shelley and Robin said about him. Sean was so good to me.
Of course he was good to you. The undercover lowlife knows exactly what he was doing.
But why, Dion? You're gonna tell me that nothing we had was real?
You feel it was real?
It felt real.
Oh?
I thought we really getting somewhere. I even see myself settling down.
After 2 mornings? It's what you ain't telling me.
I was falling in love, if not there already.
The good thing about that is that you could take a good shower and fall out of love. And if you need help to release yourself from whatever zombie this man put on you, I know a lady.
HIV positive? I'm been to prison for raping and infecting a child? Sean? That is the man I was falling for? Dion, something wrong with me.
No, friend. Just take it as a lesson.
A lesson as well? That I'm not supposed to have love in my life? That I got to think that every man I entertain is HIV positive and a rapist?
Well, that might be a good way of protecting yourself.
But I don't want to live like that, Dion.
Okay.
I want to be able to find somebody who genuinely loves me, who will be open to me regardless of their status, who won't lie to me.
You can find that. There's only time, huh?
Why was my life not valuable enough for him to be honest with me from up front? Why would he try to ruin my life?
Sheer wickedness. But don't take it on. Praise God you never had sex with him without a condom and you're on prep.
I need to call him.
What? Why you want to call a crass?
I need answers, Dion.
But you already got the answers. He's a low-down Starbucks fish market rat, dirty condom and pest.
I need to talk to him.
Christopher! Guess you're calling him.
Hello?
I need to meet with you.
What?
Okay, when?
Let me meet at this spot on this wall. I need answers.
Look, don't listen to anything them two women tell you. They are some spiteful and miserable wretches. You understand what I'm telling you?
I don't see you at 5.
Usher, Sean, or whatever is your goddamn name. You ain't gonna see God's face. You really going and meet this man alone?
Yes, Dion. I need closure.
Alright.
I'll go in and shower.
Dion, what do you mean Christopher going and meet this man?
He can't be serious.
Shelly, Robin, I was right there when he called him.
Look, we got to talk some sense into Christopher.
Usher could be planning anything for he when he meet there. More than all.
That's why I'm saying.
So which one are we going to talk some sense into Christopher?
I tried.
Look, we don't want to escalate the situation. We got to be careful how we handling this situation.
We can't let the boy go to see the man.
Maybe we could follow he when he leave.
That's a good idea. I could follow you from a safe distance.
I sure somewhere by the beachfront they're going, so it shouldn't be hard to find them.
Suppose this man shoot or stab Christopher before we could get to them.
Is any way we can involve the police?
You know what? Let me call Sergeant Murray and see if he could help.
Good.
Shelly, how may I assist you?
Good afternoon, Sergeant Murray.
Good afternoon.
I got a situation here. I don't know if you could help me.
Okay.
You remember Usher?
Yes, I know he's out. What did he do?
He got into a sexual relationship with one of my friends and did not tell him his status.
What? You mean to tell me this man come out of prison and doing the same thing?
Yes.
So, your friend, he...
This story just happened.
Not disclosing your status is criminal. Usher will find himself in prison again.
Please arrest him now. Please. You'll be doing the public a good.
We will need evidence that he's doing something nefarious.
Well, here in the Sergeant Murray, we plan to follow a friend when he go to meet Usher this afternoon on the seawall. You could come with me?
Certainly, if you believe your friend is in danger, then...
He is.
Okay. I shall accompany you.
Good. We can leave Marunda at 4:30.
Okay.
See you later, Sarge.
Bye.
All right, Sergeant Murray, come in with me. The second coming of Lucifer will name Usher. Ain't gonna know Haiti.
Christopher, I'm really glad you come to see me without them flies you call friends.
Is it true, Sean?
Is what true?
Look, don't play dumb with me this afternoon. Is it true that you're HIV positive, infected a 14-year-old girl and went to prison for your crime?
Buddy, nothing you went down like though. It's a set of fabrication built into the story.
Tell you about it. But explain it to me, please. Because the person I was just getting to know would never do that to anyone. Please explain to me.
The people them set me up. You understand what I'm telling you? There's so many lies these people telling me.
So you're not HIV positive?
And now we're gonna go and test me blood and show you.
So we can go tomorrow?
Look, babes. We can go by ourselves and show one another we results. I don't tell you I ain't fully comfortable with my sexuality.
I would feel more comfortable and safe knowing we go together.
Yeah, and I understand the part, right? But as long as I show you the negative test, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You could pay somebody to go and take the test for you. You could?
Pay and let somebody go and take the test for me? Babes, why would I be so stupid? You think I want to end up in prison again?
At this rate, if everything me friends them said is true, you're gonna soon be back right there.
A great injustice was done to me. Imagine a family lie and make a man get put away for years. This life can be fair.
You could be telling me anything.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I don't know what to believe.
Believe me, Chris.
I don't know, man. Me feelings are twisted up.
Why me and you don't just run away and go somewhere by yourself? Forget about these people who making all kind of noise in your ears.
Christopher?
Huh? Is what story is this? These people follow you, eh?
Usher, you want no shame? You ain't got no shame?
Christopher, you alright?
Why wouldn't I be okay?
You, Usher, Sean, or whatever the hell you
Sergeant
name.
Sergeant Murray.
You're the wicked man.
Who's Sean telling you
Usher though? King.
Wait, is the whole army y'all bring out, eh?
Sean, Usher King, I heard that you're stirring up some trouble.
Trouble? Sergeant Murray, I don't know who's telling you though. I come on this sea while to have a private conversation with me friends.
So now I's only your friend.
Christopher, you should be disowning these so-and-so. Look, don't let me get upset this afternoon.
We were worried about you, Chris.
I asked any of y'all to be worried about me. I asked any of y'all to follow me.
We care, friend.
I am not a baby.
Babes, let me beat out.
Beat out? Beat out? He ain't nowhere with you.
Sean King, may I remind you of the crimes you committed that landed you in prison? The rape of a child under 16 years and knowingly infecting her with HIV.
So you did it.
But the whole system corrupt.
Usher, you could see God's face. Eh? You could see God's face.
King, let me remind you that if you're not disclosing your status to your partners and exposing them to HIV, you will land in prison again.
You're a sick man. So, forget about y'all.
Remember my warning, Sean, Usher King. Remember it!
Trust me, Usher! We gonna live for see you punished!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
So when you're having fun, don't forget condom. Put it on.
Worried about HIV? Great! Condoms are the most effective way to prevent STIs. But there is also a pill that can reduce your risk of contracting HIV. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, that is taken before possible exposure to HIV.
Isn't that the same as NPEP?
No. NPEP is post-exposure prophylaxis, to be taken within 72 hours after exposure to HIV.
Oh, thank you.
Learn the facts about PrEP and NPEP today and continue to practice safe sex by using condoms.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.
Have you been diagnosed with tuberculosis? Started treatment? Feeling better? Did you complete your treatment? DOTS, or Directly Observed Therapy Short Course, is a mechanism by which treatment is administered to persons with tuberculosis. The treatment takes at least 6 months and depends on the type of TB. Completing your treatment is important. So while healthcare workers are here to support you, you must be responsible too. Complete your treatment for you, your family, and community. And most importantly, do it to avoid multi-drug resistance TB, for which the treatment can be up to 2 years.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.
Tuberculosis can be spread when a person with the disease coughs, sneezes, speaks or sings, and someone healthy inhales the droplets. TB prevention includes wearing masks, coughing in your elbows, washing your hands, and eating nutritious foods that boost your immune system. Watch your alcohol intake and know that smoking increases your risk. Persons with cancer or diabetes should get screened regularly, as these conditions increase your risk for TB. If you have been exposed to TB at home or in a public place, get screened today.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.
So when you're having fun, don't forget condom. Put it on.
Worried about HIV? Great! Condoms are the most effective way to prevent STIs. But there is also a pill that can reduce your risk of contracting HIV. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, that is taken before possible exposure to HIV.
Isn't that the same as NPEP?
No. NPEP is post-exposure prophylaxis, to be taken within 72 hours after exposure to HIV.
Oh, thank you.
Learn the facts about PrEP and NPEP today and continue to practice safe sex by using condoms.
A message from the Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program Secretariat with support from Global Fund.